This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We have 9:35, and we'll call the February 9th DOT Commission meeting to order. Patricia?
To start the conference recording, press 1. To order a written transcription for an additional fee, press 1. To cancel, press star.
Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead. White?
Can you call the roll, please?
Your conference is being recorded.
White?
Yes.
Boberg?
Here.
Marquardt?
Here.
Roby?
Here.
Vanneman? Rosenboom?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, first item of business is a consideration of conflicts of interest. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosures at this time. I've not received any written disclosures. Carla, have you?
No, I have not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in Codified Law 3-21-23-1, or a direct benefit from a contract as defined in Codified Law 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. If the commission decides the underlying conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, you may not participate in any commission discussion or commission action on the matter. If the commission does not find the underlying conflict to be fair, reasonable, and consistent with the public interest, the parties, which may include the department, may not lawfully enter into the proposed contract or other matter which gives rise to the conflict of interest. The secretary must record in the minutes of the meeting, A, the name of any commission member who has disclosed a conflict of interest, B, a description of the proposed contract or other matter in which the member has a conflict, C, the member's description of the nature of the conflict, and D, the commission's vote on the question of whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. After the meeting minutes have been approved by the commission, the secretary must file a copy of the minutes with the auditor general. Are there any conflicts that anyone would like to verbally disclose at this time? Hearing none. Mike, I believe you have two items for us.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The Division of Planning and Engineering has two items for your consideration this morning, the first of which is the bid awards. Mr. Wisegram, if you please walk through those.
Yes. Good morning, Chairman, members of the Commission. We've had one bid opening since the last meeting. It was held on February 1st. Consisted of 8 contracts involving 13 projects. 35 bids were received. The low bids totaled $26,715,197, which was $3,712,875, or 12.2% below our engineer's estimate of $30,428,073. First recommendation we have for you involves all projects with the exception of project number 4. So project 8 was within 10% of our estimate. Projects 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 7 were all more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. We're recommending approval of the award of these contracts.
Okay.
pending required concurrences.
Okay, do I have a motion on item 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8?
Kyle will move it.
Mark will second it.
Discussion on those items? Hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll? If you're in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no.
White?
Aye.
Boberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Thompson? Thompson?
He resigned.
He resigned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my fault. Sorry, guys.
Oops. Rosenblum?
Aye. Motion carries. Sam?
Yep. Moving on to project number 4. Midwest Contracting was the Aztec low bidder of 2 bids received for this project with a bid of $704,150, which was $204,511 or 40.9%. above our engineer's estimate of $499,638. This project consists of slide and erosion repair work at the bridge berms on the bridge at the over the Grand River on Highway 1806 near Mobridge. Through the bid analysis process, we did identify a couple items of work that we feel we could have had estimated at a higher price. However, even taking that into account, we still feel the bid is moderately high for the work being completed at this location. Although the bid remains higher than what we could have anticipated, we've identified no viable options for reletting this contract that we feel would result in improved bid prices or improved competition. Therefore, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Like to make a motion on approval of item number 4.
Mr. Chairman, Fulberg will move for approval.
Marquardt will second it.
Okay, discussion on that? I guess just one question I have is slide and erosion. So is it something that's somewhat of an emergency? Or?
It's not an immediate threat, but we do have some some faulting occurring right on the in slope of the near the roadway, and so we want to try to address that before it starts to threaten the integrity of the road itself, I guess. So it is a need that we'd like to address, and they have to do it when water levels are down, so we definitely want to get it done here this fall, so we'd like to get the work done as soon as possible.
Thanks. Any other?
Sam, this is Don Roby. We've got when the discrepancy is that large, it does beg the question, did we miss something in our process? Did we learn something from this such that the accuracy seems to have been off a little bit here. Can you just detail that a little bit?
Yeah, in this case, we did probably learn something. There was some requirements with some of the material that was being utilized to address this this slide that we have at this location. And we used bid items, of course, for all the different types of work being done on a project. Many of these projects have 50, 100 plus bid items within them. One of the items used in this job was a common item that's typically not used for this purpose. And there was an oversight on our part when we were estimating the job. And there was a different material requirement a different application for this particular bid item than we normally would use it for. So we do feel there's some things we've learned here and that we can do better in the future to make sure that hopefully that doesn't happen again. I don't know if that was a very good explanation.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kyle,
White with a question. For this group of bids, all eight of them, we seem to have gotten in seven of the categories numerous bids that beat the engineer's estimate. Do you have some insights as to why that happened with the other seven and why this one stands out alone?
Well, every job, of course, is unique, and it depends on the type of work being completed, the location, contractor availability. There's a lot of different factors, and if you look, I think in a lot of the results we had really good competition, multiple bids, and in this case, in this particular job, in comparison maybe to some of the other jobs, the contractors has to do this particular project in a certain window of time in the fall. I believe the work can't actually start until the middle of September, and it has to be done when water levels are down. It's in an unfavorable location in the state. There's not a lot of contractors in that particular area that perform this work, and so this job was a little unique maybe to the other ones. That's probably all I really have to offer is each job. You know, it depends on the variables associated with each job, and we're continuing to see excellent prices right now on most of our work, especially work associated with our asphalt and our oils, of course, with oil prices remaining low. This job, of course, does not fit in that category, so that's another probably contributing factor that makes this job a little bit different.
Thank you. That makes sense to me.
Thanks, Sam. Any other questions? Hearing none, Patricia, please call the roll. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no.
White.
Aye.
Ober.
Aye.
Marquardt.
Aye.
Roby.
Aye.
Rosenboom.
Aye. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Mike, you had a SIP revision?
Yes, sir. Attachment number two for your consideration is a revision that will advance the 2018 local bridge project 2017 and convert the funding from federal aid local match to state aid local match. This project is in Butte County. Plans are ready to go. The intent is to get this bridge reconstructed as soon as possible. With that, I would request your consideration for approval of revision number 17-043.
Do we have a motion as such?
Roby moves.
Goldberg will second.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, question from Kyle. Can you explain to me the difference between a Fed local match and a state local match as far as the state's finances?
Yes, sir. Federal aid has mainly been used for the bridge replacement and local bridges over the course of the last 20 years or so. As you know, Senate Bill 1 came in and created the big fund, which will provide state funds for it. This does not fall into a big fund type of a project. Instead, it's similar to the swaps that we've done with the counties, where we provide state funds instead of federal aid. So in theory, this project will just use state funds instead of federal aid, and that federal aid will just be used back on another federal aid project in the state. So there's no dollar exchange per se. State will still manage the contract. Those federal aid dollars that were intended for that bridge project will go to perhaps one of the projects you just approved in our bid letting today.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Patricia, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
White.
Aye.
Boberg.
Aye.
Marquardt.
Aye.
Roby.
Aye.
Rosenboom.
Aye. Is there any other matters to come before this commission today?
Mr. Chairman, just one item. I would like to again thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come together for this meeting today. I realize it's more work on your ends, but it does help quite a bit from a bid letting standpoint. We continue to get good prices for our bids, and by having meetings such as this, it allows contractors that may have been the second or third low bid on the contracts you approved today to bid our next bid letting competitively. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule again for this meeting.
Thank you, Mike. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mark, we'll
be moved. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye.